From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for March 12, 2013. In the lower Rio Grande Valley, water shortages are shaping up as a crisis not just for farmers but for entire cities this year. Today I talked with Dr. Guy Phipps, AgriLife Extension Engineer, who has worked extensively in the lower Rio Grande Valley.
In South Texas, I think what's really evident now is the seriousness of the situation in the major river basins. And as time goes by, that is becoming more and more evident. In the lower Rio Grande Valley, they depend on the lower Rio, they depend on the Rio Grande River. And the problem there is the drought in the watershed area where they catch all the rainfall has been going on for several years now. And the water levels in the reservoirs are very low. And compounding that is Mexico is behind in their treaty-obligated releases into the Rio Grande, which amounts to somewhere close to 175,000 acre feet. Most of the irrigation districts have informed the farmers that they'll have one, maybe two irrigation this year. Three of the districts have informed their city contracts, municipal water contracts, that they're going to be likely out of water come April, May, and will not be able to deliver municipal water. And this is quite serious because if there's no ag water, that means there's no water for the municipal supplies to float upon.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.